You know, I guess that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, you got your homie Juss.
Hey, yo, what's up? Daddy's home. This is Vince.
Benji Calavera, you already know what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, back for the popular demand is my homeboy, our homeboy.
Oh, hey, go. Hey, it's going. It's Charlie.
That was such a Charlie intro, too. Perfect.
Wait, is this video too? I'm gonna do this all the time. They need to remember my
guy. I mean, I haven't done the video thing yet, but okay, you know, I can save it and I can send it to you. You know,
no, I wouldn't do that to you. You lose viewers. Don't
no. I mean, speaking of which, if you do end up doing video, I should start moving my camera because Melissa could walk in and come home at any point, and then she'll just show up.
Right.
But hey man, you know, this is cool. Benji made a joke off air, and I'm gonna steal his thunder and steal his joke Eddie Guerrero style. Last time Charlie was on the podcast, it was all Asians. How does it feel to come in here and be a little bit more diverse? We have two Mexicans and a Brazilian. Benji counts as a Mexican and Brazilian.
I don't know. I like being the majority. I don't know, it felt good for a while.
Hell no!
So this is a little weird to me. I might have to step out for a second, guys.
It's okay. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you better than God damn it! Why am I drunk? Than Kyle does, because he always locks you down in his basement. So I won't lock you down. Yeah, I won't lock you in the basement.
Oh my god!
I'll leave you out.
Shout out.
I leave cat out, you know? I get the door open.
You'll give at least
that's an Asian joke. I'm not eating your cat. That's an Asian joke.
Get the
damn.
I got a cat, by the way. That was the thing. I got
don't,
a cat.
Don't knock it till you try. Don't knock it till you try. No, I'm just like,
what, getting the cat or not?
Pause. Literally pause.
You're going to get canceled.
Literally pause. I mean, I don't want to hurt. I don't want to hurt anyone's cat feline, so.
God damn it. If I was smart, I'd just be talking about eating pussy, but I can't even do that. I made it into an Asian joke. What the fuck?
But yo,
have you back, Charlie.
It's man, great to have you back, my guy. And real quick, we're going to put a little bit of a spotlight on you, right? Since you've been gone, shout out Kelly Clarkson. Uh-huh.
I can breathe for the first time.
What has something that you've been into in wrestling, some of your dislikes and some of your not likes? So far.
So you know what? I haven't really been following. The only thing I follow is anything that involves Roman Reigns. Mm. Anything that involves Judgment Day.
Yes.
And anything that involves Maxine Dupri.
Maxine Dupri.
I'm just saying I watch it on mute with Maxine Dupri. But the point is, that's the only time I'm watching wrestling. No, but no, I learned a lot about like my likes and dislikes, because like same thing, AEW showed me like, hey, like I used to be into like more spotty matches, mm-hmm. but now I'm more into storyline, and that's why like I can't stop watching when it's Roman Reigns. And then like mm-hmm. a good, if I'm in a mood for a really good match, I'll just like, there's been like plenty of great AEW matches, but I just flip on some like New Japan or some shit like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much, yeah, it's I didn't know that I was so into storylines until now.
You know, let me ask you a follow-up question then. Okay. Like, so you're so into the storyline. Like, there's been a lot of like hoopla about like this whole bloodline stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it jumped the shark with the whole Jimmy turning on Jay scenario? And then especially what happened on SmackDown. I don't know if you watched it yet or not, but what's your whole take on where this thing is, you know?
I feel like I'm watching like a Korean drama, because that one just came out left field. I'm like, what the fuck?
Thank you. Like, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Great comparison.
Right? It's just like, it's okay. Now you're getting to the point where everything was really compelling. Everything made sense. Everything was just like, I got to watch this again. But right when Jay turned in, I'm like, I can't watch this shit. What the? So,
right.
So I'm trying to give it a chance, mm-hmm. because it's like, they've been so good. So like I watched SmackDown to see what his reasoning is. Oh, I don't like what you're turning into. I'm like, all right, that's a lazy motherfucker
right.
booking. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like they got someone like me writing that shit, and I don't like that.
You think they should have did that turn after, let's say, he beats Roman, and then we start to see him change a little bit?
100%. That makes way too much sense. So, right. Like, I agree with that. That would have been amazing. But, yeah, I mean, for him to be like, I don't want to see you turn to him, that's some bullshit. I'm sorry.
it's like that famous quote: "You die to see yourself become the hero, or you live longer to see yourself become the villain."
Okay, you quoting Batman? I see. You also compared the storyline to like Frieza, like with all the different like forms and phases.
Yes. Like this story has so many different phases. We're not even at the final phase yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean.
What do you guys think about it? Because like I like it, so I don't know.
Personally, me speaking, I was just a little like, okay, why the fuck did they do it? I'm more so confused by the explanation. I thought it was a little bit bullshit, but I'm hoping that it is bullshit an explanation. That's not the real one. It was just Jimmy giving his brother a bullshit excuse. That's not the real one. That's how you save yourself out of it. I heard there's not gonna be any Bloodline on SmackDown this week. So to be continued. This is kind of like when shit starts to get good, then they throw in a curveball at you, and I was like, oh, okay, this is the fall finale. We'll come back in the spring or something, you know?
This is like the Walking Dead after they kill Glenn.
Ooh, oh, that's good.
Mid-season finale. That's what this is right now. It's the mid-season finale.
They just better not drop the ball. Be like, all right, we need more Karen Cross at the end of this night.
Oh.
we need some more of this. We need to give the ball a break.
don't pray, guys. On Karen Cross, like, he may or may not be mentioned later.
Yo, what if Jimmy comes to the starts off? Jimmy starts off the on SmackDown, right? And all of a sudden, right when he speaks, you start hearing fall and pray. I'm like, oh, hell no, not carrying Keith.
It's like, change the channel.
I mean, if they're trying to give Jimmy some extra wins, then yeah, you do pair him off with Karrion Kross because he'd be taking L's left and right.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Like, he's over here continuing this AJ storyline just to take more.
It's me, a loser. He left.
Oh, man.
No, but that's a mic drop. I mean, that's a literal mic drop. Like,
no, but I agree with Vince too. Is like, yeah, I mean, this is kind of just bad storyline. You know, it's bad booking. They could have done this a different way. I felt like if they want to save this, like you said, after he beats Roman or whatever, they could have had Paul Heyman been the one to pull Jay out instead of using his brother. You know. And that could have saved the storyline from going this route. And then, you know, he could still have quit after that. But I don't know. I mean, we talked about it before, actually. I think Melissa brought it up the last time that the two brothers wanted to face each other before one of them retires.
Yeah.
Right? So
maybe Jimmy's trying to retire and, like, be a road husband with Trinity.
Right. So, yeah, so I mean, maybe that's the route that they're going, but it's kind of like, I don't know, I feel it gives it like false hopes though with the whole like you're building Jay, but just to have a feud with your brother.
Here's my Austin theory. Okay. I did some research, and in the past on Total Divas, it's been known that Jimmy can't really go too many days without getting some. And Trinity said that as much on the show. She's like, he needs his nookie. Or whatever the fuck she called it.
Damn.
So my theory is that Jimmy is trying to do a short-term retirement, kind of like Jordan, you know, be gone for like a year and a half, then come back, you know, catch some more dubs afterwards. But he's trying to like close this chapter in his career, be a road husband for Trinity so he can go ahead and get some action more regularly. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't see each other that often because he's on the road. They're not on the road together. So this man's probably thinking with the head of his penis, not the head above his shoulders. So maybe that's why the storyline's going where it's going.
Okay. And listen, sometimes, you know, you have to do it for the nookie. You know,
the what?
The nookie.
Yo, give me some head on the table.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. That's funny. Well, before we go on, we have to talk about our favorite other sport, NBA basketball.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. For a certain somebody, just skip about 10 minutes, and then we'll be right back into wrestling. So NBA Hall of Fame, right? It was okay. I thought it was Wade, Paul, Dirk, and wasn't it Tony Parker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was
it Manu?
Was it Ginobili?
I swear it was Parker.
No, but... it was Tony. No, you're right. Okay. It was Tony. So yeah. I looked it up. It was Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Paul Gasol, Tony, Becky Hammon, Greg Popovich,
right,
and Jim Valava. No. And bless the 1976 Olympic women's basketball team.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you were right. It was Tony.
Okay. And I was telling everyone else earlier, the way I looked at it was two former Bulls going into the Hall of Fame. That's how I was looking at it.
Shout out to Powell.
Powell and Wade. Even though Wade was only there for one season.
Weren't they on the team together?
Or yeah. Gasol was on the Spurs.
Yeah.
Powell was here. Gone by the time Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was with Rondo and
Butler.
What was the other one? And Butler, yeah.
Yeah.
That was their trio.
Yeah, yeah.
That season was
that could have worked. They could have beat the Boston Celtics. They could have.
Bro.
They broke the record for least amount of threes attempted in the season.
Yeah.
Bro, that Bulls team, like the dynamic behind the scenes was like the dynamic CM Punk has with the Elite. Like it was like the old head fighting with the young Bucks. Get it? And that was like a double.
Dude, that's 100% correct, man. That's 100% correct.
Like CM Punk was like Dwayne Rondo. Wade. And then no, because Rondo was on the side with the younger guy, so more of a Jericho coming to bat for Hangman Page and the Bucks and Kenny, you know, and Meritage and Bobby Portis and whoever else was on the fucking team.
Bobby Valentino.
What's his name? Did you say Valentine? You say Valentine?
Yeah, Denzel.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe Daniel Garcia is Miritich in this scenario. But
shout out. No. Danny Garcia is Jimmy Butler because Jimmy was actually getting along with Wade and Danny Garcia is getting along with Punk. So that's the comparison.
I can't believe Rajon Rondo and Punk. That's weird. Okay, but
shout out to Paul Zipser. He was on the team.
Paul, oh my gosh. God.
Ryan Archie Diacono. The Archie man.
Oh my gosh, dude. Archie so many. Oh.
Tony Snell.
Tony Snell was on that team.
40 minutes, zero rebounds, zero assists, zero.
And what you say, Charlie? He did it again.
He did it twice. How do you do 30 minutes again? Not one shot at time.
I ran up the courts. I didn't do a thing.
The motherfucker for real. He
got 10 million just sitting there, like,
dude. Dude, and then dude, like, what's his name? Valentine.
Yeah,
like he's like not even playing in the league anymore. He's like on the coaching staff for the U of I.
Pulled up from 30, like he was scary.
Oh my god, yo!
If you go on NBADraft.net, you'll see every single white guy have a scouting report say lacks lateral quickness, and the only black guy would be Denzel Valentine.
Oh my god.
The guy was a fucking turnstile. All he fucking did was run up the court, make a decent pass, and shoot like bullshit threes.
Dude, they were so bad. They were so bad.
Who's Denzel Valentine on this team? And by that, I mean,
in terms of wrestler?
Like the weakest... oh, yeah, man. No. I meant like
Jack Hager.
I'm on the current impress. What you got against Jack Hager, man?
He's got a good hat. Respect the hat.
Yeah, he's got his hat.
Oh, okay. We're not comparing them. Okay, what are you talking about? Who's Valentine right now in the Bulls?
On the Bulls? Like, who would be Valentine on the Bulls right now?
Lonzo Ball?
He contributes. He contributes. He's more of Derrick Rose on the Bulls because he never plays because of injury.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Point guard, there's that.
I don't think we have a Valentine.
Dosunmu. But sorry. Is he even still on the team?
Yeah, he just got paid. He got paid.
You know what? They just signed all these other people too. So I'm going to say Torrey Craig.
Because you know what? We haven't seen what Tori Craig can do.
Tony Bradley? Moments.
Who?
Bradley?
Does he get
Tony
the
Bradley?
Is he still on the team?
No, he's been gone. Thank God.
Oh, he's been gone.
Maybe Valentine is Patrick Wilson. You know.
Patrick Wilson.
Williams. Is he on the team?
Williams?
That's what I said. Yeah, Patrick Williams. Yeah, that's what I said.
I can't think of who's on the team
right now. Is that what we're doing now? Then what's his name? Zach LeBeau.
Zach LeBeau.
But yeah, but Mark going Reason. Back to the Hall of Fame, yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to everybody that made it to the Hall of Fame. It's a big deal.
100%.
So back to the wrestling. Okay, guys. So like we've seen wrestling all week, right? So we got to start this off by what type of wrestling fan were you this week?
You want me to start it off, Vince? Okay. I've been an emotionally confused wrestling fan, and let me explain by that.
Okay.
Because there's been some cool stuff that I like for instance, Dom Mysterio being North American champion, and him just finding out on Raw that Canada is part of North America. So him telling the crowd that he's champions of them too. God damn it. Obviously the tension with the Judgment Day, and look, I hate to say it, but I kind of like the integration of JD McDonagh into the whole scenario. Like I'm not a big fan of McDonagh, but I feel like I'm okay with it. He's like the ugly redheaded stepchild of the Judgment Day, but
like he kind of fits.
He deserves a plate on the table. Yeah.
Okay.
You go on to SmackDown, you got stuff like LA Knight. LA Knight is still hot. Rey Mysterio, new US champion. Shout out to him. CM Punk shooting on Hangman Page and then sending an apology text. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. But then last night on Raw, it was like, I don't know if it was the crowd that was kind of dead or if it was just like a bad show, but I was pretty meh about Raw last night. But I'm enjoying Shinsuke versus Seth that's about to kick off. I'm intrigued by that. So I'm just emotionally confused. I don't know how I feel. There's no bloodline this week. So it's just like, the fuck am I doing here? You know, like I feel like I don't know where my standing is in this relationship.
Right, right.
Like, am I supposed to love you? Am I supposed to hate you? Like, what are we doing here? Like you're beautiful as all fuck, but like, you leave your fingernails on the coffee table when you cut your toenails, or you're amazing. You're amazing conversation, but you know, you never pick up the tab, or like you always run out on me. You know, like it's not even like relationship.
Leave you hanging. Like a they leave friendship. You hanging.
Yeah. Like I send you like a good morning text, and you don't text me back until like 2 days later. And it's like, oh, by the way, I just got your text.
Oh, but
then you invite me to a party and then give me sloppy toppy on the side. So I'm like, I'm very confused what's happening here.
Right. Like, or you go to the party and they don't even talk to you. You know what I'm saying? They say they're talking with somebody else, like with the ex-boyfriend. So you go, what the fuck is that? You know, like.
I'm just so like, it's like emotionally confusing. You don't know where you stand.
I got you.
It's a will they, won't they type of scenario right now with me in wrestling.
I got you.
So there's that. Who wants to try to top that?
Got to top toenails on the table.
That's the worst. You're trying to eat your cereal?
you're trying to eat your cereal, you find like a toenail next to it. I'm like, oh, well, there goes my appetite.
I was like, damn, I thought this was just a marshmallow. I guess not. You know. What do you got, Benji?
Still jamming, Earl. So for me, I feel like I'm Beyonce on the Renaissance Tour. And that I'm enjoying wrestling and all these different promotions, different cities, all this stuff going on. This is a great time. At the storyline with the bloodline, got the wrestling on Collision, Dynamite, the G1's going on. It's back.
Yes.
It's just been fire.
Yes.
At your Triple Mania, like it's been good everywhere for me. That's how I feel like I've been this week.
Nice. What about you, Charlie?
I'm the ex-boyfriend. Because I'm motherfucking like, stalking their IG. I'm stalking their Snapchat. I'm stalking everything. And I'm just ended up, like, because I'm looking from the outside. You know, I'm not in it. I'm not seeing it live, but I'm looking back and I'm seeing like, man, she looked in that outfit. So I'm really looking at... And that's the G1 final between fucking Okada, not the semifinal between Okada and Naito. You know, you see what I'm saying? Same thing. Like, I'm not there that Friday night watching, like, you know, as the bloodline turns, but I'm fucking, you know, like, but then I check the Snapchat and I see, you know, I see like fucking, what's his name? Jey Uso saying, I'm out of WWE. I'm looking at that shit, you know, and I'm going to like that. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the phone and accidentally hit like. So like oh, shit.
Something you don't want to do.
Right. Accidentally like a picture from like 10 years ago.
Exactly. I'm like, oh god. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm on the outside looking in. So
I can understand that. Go ahead. What are you gonna say, Vince?
By the way, As the Bloodline Turns is the name of that Korean drama that you just talked about. That's what it's called. As the Bloodline
Turns. Oh, that's perfect.
And then Jay turns on Jimmy, and then now the ghost of Umaga comes and like punches Paul Heyman in the jaw. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, guys.
It's a lot. There's a lot of going there, but we're taking the week off. They're taking the week off.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like someone else, like JD McDonagh, walks in, like I'm actually Samoan. You?
Hell no.
Oh man, who would be secretly Samoan? Like if they're not Samoan, but who on the roster would you be like, oh yeah, they can pass for Samoan.
Anyone on the roster? Bobby Lashley.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a random name. I can't think of anything.
I was gonna say Ricochet. I feel like Ricochet can pass off.
There you go. Yeah,
because he got like the tattoos going. He just needs to make him a little bit more tribal. You know, instead of like he used to wear the mask as Prince Puma and Lucha Underground. So instead of a mask, just put like the face paint, and then you got the face paint like the Usos did.
Right. Hear me out. Masked Kane when he first came out. If you didn't know what Glenn Jacobs looked like,
okay,
you're just going by the curly wet hair. I mean, you know, could you pass? Could he pass as Samoan?
Him and X-Pac.
No way.
The Samoan Destroyers is him and X-Pac.
If he had a bit more of a tan, I would say yeah.
Yeah, right?
You get him a little bit of a tan, you give him some color.
Yeah. And you're just going by what you see, the curly sweaty hair, say, you know?
Durag Vince McMahon.
And Samoan? Wow.
The only other people could say the N-word and get away with it.
The tribal
queen. That's how he got away with it, because he was half Samoan. Oh, man. Okay. This is my last one. Okay. He looks so Samoan. I'm surprised he's not actually Samoan, but I'm going to say Yokozuna. No, I know
he is Samoan.
Charlie, I was trying to make...
Go ahead.
Like, oh, he's like a Japanese sumo wrestler, you know? But, like, I know he's Japanese, but he looks like he can be Samoan.
There's the joke, and there's me. It's like this. Woo!
Never mind that joke. Vince. Move on.
Sorry. Vince, I owe you one, dude.
It's okay. No matter what you say. Not my delivery. It wasn't
No matter what you say, I'm laughing next. Go for it.
Get your... E Honda. Okay, so the type of wrestling fan I was like somebody that was like a dolphin stuck in a trap house, right? I got all these like great drugs, all these drugs that I ever wanted, all at once, all at my expense. Which one do I want? Do I want the Bloodline? Yeah, I'll take that right in the vein. Do I want what's happening in G1? Yeah, give it to me right in my other vein. You know what I'm saying? Oh, do I want to snort what CM Punk's saying? Yeah, of course I'll snort that. You know what I'm saying? Like everything that I ever wanted to be, all the drugs, you know what I'm saying, are all there, all for me. And that's how I feel with the wrestling right now. It's like,
okay, all right.
It's like, how could you be mad? And I see this all the time on Twitter. People being mad about whatever CM Punk is saying. People being mad about the Bloodline. I mean, not being mad, but like take it to the point where like it's affecting their life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Oh yeah.
Like, yo, just like chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill. Like,
see, just I wouldn't have said, I wouldn't have called it and phrased it the way you said it. I probably would have been like, Old Country Buffet wrestling fan.
Ooh,
where like
old
I can
school.
Go get the fried
old
chicken.
School.
With straight scratchies.
But this man said, I snorted what CM Punk said. Exactly. CM Punk would not approve, sir. You know, if you're Mexican, I would be like the Chinese buffet, you know, like Mexicans love the Chinese buffet. Yeah, I don't know why.
Old country, or Chinese buffets.
The Chinese buffets have the best pizza. They definitely have the best fries and chicken nuggets.
Don't laugh, but that pizza hits.
Right? Thank you.
Dude, yes. You're not lying. You're not lying.
But you over here gave me shit for getting 7-Eleven pizza?
Yes.
Yes, dude, you're doing too much, Levin. You're doing too much.
Bro, I only had $3.50 in my pocket cash. I needed to get something.
That could have been three rollers right there. Three, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Those motherfucking like the buffalo chicken rollers. Oh my god.
Oh, you mean like the taquitos?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like seriously, you went to 7-Eleven and you got robbed by Veer. You got robbed by fucking Jinder Mahal.
Save that for the sweaty sessions. Save that for the
Daivari.
Oh my god. Which one? The little
brother? You got Great Khali coming out taking the trash?
Hey. Oh, just cancel us now, guys. We're out of pocket. See, I said we had $3.50 in my pocket. Now everything's out of pocket now.
You have Mustafa Ali. Hey, come on. You done with break?
Break.
You read, you buy.
Oh. Bro, shut up. That's me. I'd be like, you go by there. Because they'd be trying to read the fucking Polish newspaper at my job because we sell the Polish newspaper. And I'm like, hey, man, you can't just read it. You got to buy it.
Hell no. You use the bat. Hey.
Hey. I slap it on the glass and the bulletproof glass. Say, hey, you read, you buy.
Can you imagine like Great Khali saying that to somebody?
He holds the bat upside down like he did the championship when he won it.
I'm done. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh man. But we also want to send a shout out to them, you know, as well, our Middle Eastern friends. So shout out to all of them. Benji, do you want to close out that message?
Yeah, so that's how kind of wrestling fans we've been this week. Want to go to
even the out of pocket wrestling fans, all collectively. Why don't we transition to winners and losers?
Yeah, we're gonna transition to lose to the whole losers.
Audience right now.
Before everyone in Saudi just doesn't follow us anymore. So basically, the type of
fucking Mansoir's not gonna listen to us anymore.
Oh man, that would be so bad. But winners and losers of the week. Yes. So guys. I'll start off since we got Charlie here. Winners of the week has definitely been for me the G1 Classic, the G1 Climax. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Overall, like this tournament, it's like probably the best tournament in a while because normally going into these, like you could tell like who would be the final four and who would have like the point leaders.
The best tournament since before COVID, I think.
Because those were kind of like, yeah, you knew who was going to win. But yes, and there's been a lot of ties. There's been a lot of like, you know, people who have had like pretty good streaks going into it. They had Eddie Kingston, which I thought was like really, really good, his involvement in the G1. I'm happy with the result too. But they build new stars too, because I can't pronounce the guy's name, but they were on the first round. It was the guy who kicked Okada.
Oh, Kaito Kiyomiya.
Zuntai.
And
come on, that's racist.
And Tsuji.
Yeah, Yoda Tsuji.
Yoda Tsuji. They had a match on the first night, and I thought that was like such a banger of a match.
Hey, Benji's laughing first. I don't give a shit.
But yeah, those two are two stars in the making, I feel like, going up into New Japan in the future. But yeah, I gotta say, that's probably be my number one right now.
Okay, okay. For me, my number one right now would have to be Rey Mysterio. He was injured in his qualifying match with Santos Escobar, legit injured, concussed himself catching all that potential of Santos Escobar through the tope suicida that he took. Santos, unfortunately, gets a bit of a loser in a double decker, you know, here, because, okay, you know, he got kayfabe injured by Austin Theory. Austin Theory still had to defend against Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is once again United States champion. And that's a big winner for me. I mean, who would have thunk it that this man was actually going to be US champion? Like, I know Kenny from Kenny Your Thoughts was one of the people that was out there saying, like, oh, you know, I think Rey was always supposed to win, and there was this was the WWE's way of rectifying and getting back to Rey versus Austin Theory. But me personally, I always thought that Santos was gonna win, and they just did this swerve for whatever reason. I'm happy for it. I love Rey Mysterio. He's one of my goats. He's in my Mount Rushmore. He's not the greatest mask wrestler of all time, but he's damn near close. Shout out to Sheamus. But yeah, Rey Mysterio, winner of the week for me.
All right. Shout out the legend. What do you got?
I'm gonna flip this a little bit. My winner, the guy is killing it for me right now. I'm gonna go with Karrion Kross. Hear me out. Okay, so he's feuded with Rey Mysterio. Yeah. He's feuded with the Bloodline. He's feuded with AJ Styles. Roman.
He feuded with Roman?
Yeah.
When?
Way back. It was like one of his first feuds. Remember, he told them that it would all start to break apart.
I don't think they...
I think it was like Sami Zayn and all that. Like, it was It was like in the midst of that becoming
a thing. Basically, he told Roman a year ago that the Bloodline would start to fall apart. He told Shinsuke that his honor would, you know, start to fall apart. He told Rey Mysterio his patience would start to fall apart, right? And this is why I'm giving him winner of the week. Not because he's winning matches. All these other guys are being pushed, you know, by osmosis, right? Just by beating him and going on to better things. So he's like a jumping pad, I think.
So he's like the anti-Matt Riddle. You know how Matt from the Smack and Rock podcast, he likes to say that
there's Riddle over Riddle. Riddle. Yeah.
This is the killer blessing, I guess.
Yeah, like he almost killed AJ Styles in that match, right? He botched that move, but it's fine.
No, well, but you remember his name is Karrion Keith Cross.
Karrion Keith Cross.
So it's the Karrion Keith Cross blessing. Wait, so
why is it Karrion Keith Cross? Because
Karrion is Karen. He's Karrion. Karrion Cross.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. So it's the Karrion Keith Cross blessing.
Yes.
Okay.
The Grand Dragon.
Well, right. Okay, so he's the Grand Dragon. He's his tiki torch is lighting the WWE right now, I think.
Stop it.
You know? And, he might not be the superior race, but I feel like he's, you know, I'm gonna stop it.
He's got Mississippi burning right now.
Oh my god!
Well, for some, or what, if anyone needed to defeat Karrion Keith Cross, you just need a folding chair.
Hey, yo!
So does that mean the New Day are gonna get that?
That's why they brought it out. That's why they brought it out. That's why they brought it out. That's why they brought it out.
Oh my god!
The return of La Parka. So sorry. Okay. Anyway, my winner, actually, you touched upon it, is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
Only because, like, the guy has been like, he's been floundering. He's been kind of like just like running in place this whole time, you know, just staying afloat. And then all of a sudden, now he's like, right, like with this title that Seth has, right? He just beat it. You know, he just beat Finn twice already, but like he's trying to elevate this title, and what more to do it is to give like, you know, somebody like Shinsuke Nakamura some shine. He's probably not going to beat Seth, but at least he's back in the main event scene. So I'm happy for him. So for just because of all the shit he dealt with from however long, now being like elevated a little bit, he gets the slight victory for me. So.
Oh yeah, I got a major pop last week when he Kinshasa'd Seth, and then especially this week, their segment, aside from the Judgment Day stuff, was the only thing that was like relatively interesting to me on Raw. So yeah, I'm with you, Charlie. Like Shinsuke's a definite winner.
Just the fits alone between them two. It's gonna be like watching Zoolander in the runway battle.
That's good. Yeah, hell yeah. But you know what's funny though, when because Shinsuke is wearing like the black with the white, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he had the black with the yellow, I thought that he looked like a Pokemon charging up, like you know the white yellowing. You know what I'm saying?
This is a reminder.
Oh my god! Hold Shut on.
Down. What was that about to say?
Alexa, language.
Jeez.
This is a reminder.
Okay, it's like, Alexa, what time is it? Time for you to get a fucking watch.
No, but yeah, I 100% agree. Like, if they have a match, it'd be like a Zoolander type of thing.
Okay,
But yeah, go ahead. Who else got a...
I think it's on you.
Jess. It's on me? It's on back to me?
Yeah,
okay.
It's on you.
All right, so, you know, the I would say a winner, right? I guess you could say this is a winner and a loser, right? I really like what they did last night with Trish and Becky, how they had their match last night. But the problem is that match could have been on SummerSlam, right?
Could it have been? Because I wasn't a fan of it, though.
Well, I mean, if they got rid of, you know, Becky, I mean, if they got rid of Shayna and Ronda, and they could have actually had a good match on SummerSlam, then this match obviously would have been better. But the fact that they had to do this match, you didn't like the brawling in the backstage?
I didn't like it. I felt like the brawling was just kind of like lackadaisical, is that the word? I'm trying to expand my vocabulary.
Lackadaisical,
that's a good word for Elmo.
The word of the day. I mean, I don't know, man. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't really care. I think like that's one of the feuds that I just shouldn't be extended, to be honest with you. I thought Trish and Becky would be done at SummerSlam. But I'm with you. They should have got rid of that MMA rules match with Ronda Rousey. They should have just given it to Trish and Becky, at least.
Okay, yeah, exactly. However, I know what you know, the homie Pop from Powerbomb Jitsu Don was saying, like, if I was there, I'd be grabbing all the merch when they were fighting in the backstage part, like all the shirts that had just flew everywhere. I'd be grabbing as much as I can.
Like a Lil Durk United Center concert, right?
Bruh.
Yo.
Yes.
Yo.
Shout out to the United Center. That was Lil Durk.
Hell no. But yeah, that's a cut. That was a winner and a loser for me.
For sure, okay. For sure. For me, the Becky and Trish, it's like a you walk into your science class and there's no periodic table, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That match had no chemistry.
Oh,
I like how Benji just does his little fucking jokes and then Mike drops his way out of there.
Hell no.
We really need video. This shit.
Hell no. Okay, Professor. Okay, Professor.
Professor Calavera.
Well, yeah. What else you guys got?
You know what? I'm gonna give a winner to Chelsea Green. She took. She went ahead and did what Triple H said in the press conference after SummerSlam. Sometimes you're given lemons and you got to turn lemons into lemonade. Well, Chelsea Green has turned lemons into lemonade with the whole, unfortunately, ACL injury to Sonya Deville. Hurts to see that happen to her. We're from Chicago. You know, we know all about ACL injuries to the knee.
Come on.
So she got injured, and of course we thought, here we go again. These titles are cursed. They're going to go ahead and vacate the titles. We're going to do another championship qualifying tournament, gauntlet, eliminator match, or whatever they're going to call it. But no, Chelsea decides to do like a skit or something on social media where she's like Chelsea's like got talent or something, where she's like doing some talent search for a tag team partner. They did that on TV. I guess maybe management, I don't know if that was the original plan or not, or if management saw it and they're like, okay, that was actually kind of cool. That was actually kind of creative. Let's keep the titles on you and just put a new champion, a championship partner with you.
Right.
And, you know, by osmosis, Piper Niven is a winner here because now she's had one half of the women's tag team champions.
Right.
And all she did was bully Chelsea Green into giving her the title. And I think that pairing is going to be funny. I think Piper Niven is going to be so serious. Like, and then Chelsea is such comedic gold right now. Yeah. She's really like going full on in with this Karen gimmick, and I love it. It's great. And I can't get enough of it. I'm looking forward to it. I lied when I said that the Shinsuke Seth and the Judgment Day stuff was the only stuff I cared about. Chelsea Green was the third thing that I cared about on the show. So yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Chelsea's my winner.
And you know, Chelsea kind of like, because it was she injured Katie Catanzaro, right? Isn't that who she pushed? Because well, like remember Team Ninja now. Came in and was like talking about how they should be the number one contenders for the tag team titles.
Oh, and then Piper laid them out.
Well, yeah. Well, I was gonna say Piper pounced on Katie Catanzaro just how like she used to get pounced by Ricochet, but whatever.
Good lord!
Oh
dude.
My god. Oh man. That okay. You know what? Props. You know, I'll give you props for that one because that was I like that one. It's a little out of left field, but you know, we caught it. We caught it.
Gotcha. All right, all
right. Who's next?
Speaking about pouncing, Charlie.
Transition.
I can't do this right now.
Well, while he collects himself,
yeah, I'll thank you.
Piggyback on what Vince was saying, because normally I'm a Manchester guy, but this is the one time I'm rooting for Chelsea. You know, that's a little soccer 1-on-1. If anyone gets
get
that,
that was true. Oh my god.
Not just oh my!
Oh, she's got quite the arsenal, you know what I mean?
Yo, finger snaps for that. Finger snaps. That was good.
Benji, was good. Shout out.
By the way, you know this comes full circle. So my dumbass thought that the Philippines women won the World Cup, but they just won the first game.
No, I
just... remember when I brought it up last trophy. Time?
Yeah,
I brought it up last time.
And, you were so happy. I didn't want to, like, you know.
Well, I mean, the fact that they were even in there, like, you know, was dope. And then Jizzy had to correct me on Lichon, and she's like, I think it was only one match. And so then I had to look back. I was like, oh shit, she's right. Damn. And then when I looked back, they were gone.
Oh my god. R.I.P.
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 Oh. But yes.
All right, shoosh, guys. Shoosh. Because I have another winner of the week. And can you guess it is? Oh, of course, it's Chad Gable. All the reason I'm saying so is because, you know what, like, this whole thing with him and Walter. I mean, Walter just beat Drew McIntyre, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you're talking about, like, you know, Walter's on top of the world right now, other than, like, Roman right now, I believe, and Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a chance to go one-on-one with this guy. It could be a star-making moment. And, he just beat the living crap out of Handsome McGee. Who the fuck's that guy's name? Again, that American History X fucking motherfucker. There you go.
Losing history. He's Ed Norton? You think it was
sorry.
Is Ed Norton? Bite the curb. Okay. Anyway.
No.
Whoa. Sorry. I'll just clarify. I'm quoting a movie. I'm quoting from a movie.
You were saying Handsome Son of a Gun?
Yeah, he was also in Fight Club. But anyway, speaking of Fight Clubs, this Fight Club between Otis, Maxine Dupri, Chad Gable, right? Their chemistry is organic. Sorry, I was just giving a call back to Benji on that. That stupid commission. but they've been like, they're on top of their game right now. Ever since, like, I actually, one of my favorite Raw matches I've seen in a long time was from maybe a month ago. It was the Viking Raiders versus Alpha Academy in that what was it? Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, Johnny Depp fucking match, whatever that was called.
Oh, the Viking Rules match.
Yes, that one. And that was, you one like of my favorite. I thought it was hilarious. I'm sorry. I was just laughing my ass off that whole match. Like, it was entertaining for, like, all the wrong reasons. And, like, But ever since then, like I just can't watch Alpha Academy either. I mean, I've been saying I'm a huge Maxine Dupri fan. But again, Chad Gable is putting on match after match after match. And they're making him suplex the Lumen Daylight to all these people. He's looking really good. He's looking like a winner in my eyes.
Okay. All right. I'm with that. I like that. What about you, Jess?
You
got any more winners?
I do have one winner. Wait, did you just say Johnny Depp match for Viking Raiders?
I'm sorry. I just went kind of far.
What do you mean by that? Someone throwing a bottle?
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh. That famous boat, you know.
Okay. I thought if somebody was sleeping in dog shit, is that? I wasn't sure what you were implying, but okay.
I mean, that might be Sarah Logan or Valhalla. If she's not sleeping in this, she's definitely stepping on it.
Smells.
You know,
what's up?
Have you seen that TikTok of the Latina girl that's getting her nails, her toes done at like a nail salon? And then there's like the Asian lady asking her what color, but all she hears is like, what color? And then for us, she keeps hearing wakala, which means like, ew, gross type of thing. Oh, hey, Maxie, you want to hear the story too? But yeah, and so like that's kind of like a scenario that I can see Maxie Valhalla. And imagine like she goes to the like get her toes done and like, you actually hear the lady being like, wakala.
Like, well, there's another one just like that where the girl goes to get her nails done, her feet done, right? And she props up on the chair, right? And she's wearing a skirt, right? And the guy in his head, he's having like his own like personal thoughts. He's like, oh my God, I didn't come here to smell like, you know, spoiled milk. God, it smells like dragon's breath, you know, just like, and so he's like putting on like five different masks.
Oh my God.
To just do this pedicure. But okay, speaking of pedicures, so I will say Dom is always going to be a winner on this show. Okay. Always, yes. always, defending against Dragon Lee, right? Continuing to save his homies, right? Yeah. I feel like he never gets the credit for always being the one to bail everyone else out at the right time. Just like yesterday, like he was there to help Finn out, right?
Yeah.
Sadly, Damian Priest and them just don't have the, you know, the kinetic energy to properly execute their plan, you know.
They walked into the Judgment Day locker room and they didn't have a help me out here, Benji. What's it called?
The periodic table?
What do you
periodic
table? There you go.
The periodic table, yeah.
Because they didn't have chemistry.
No,
they don't have
no positive ions whatsoever. But like basically, I can't deny like how good he is, like in terms of like when he comes out, there's a pop. I don't care what anybody says. There's a huge pop for Dom.
Yeah.
Like it's so good. He cuts like, I know it's going to be weird. Like he cuts the best promos without saying anything, like because he gets the reaction of a good promo.
When Roman broke the streak and he didn't say a word for like 5 minutes because everybody was booing the fuck out of him. Look, man. Yeah. Where were they last night? Montreal?
Yeah, right? Montreal. Yeah, they were in Canada.
Okay, they were in Montreal. Man, that crowd sucked ass. The only time they were even half alive was when they were singing Seth Rollins' song or when they were booing the fuck out of Dom. And that lets you know that Dom got some heat because that was the only time they woke up. Like, they were really loud. Like, they wouldn't even let him speak. How dare they do that to their North American champion? That's
disrespectful. But yeah, what do you got? Do you got any more, Benji?
Benji's out there.
Mic drop. Sorry, like
grabbing his thoughts. Yeah,
I think Benji's out there getting a hot crawl.
My gosh.
You know what? I'll go. Okay. You know what? a winner of the week, I'm going to give it to Jey Uso. Because this man knows when to walk away. And sometimes when you're in a terrible, toxic relationship, you just need to know when to walk away. You need to know what just when to say deuces, uses, and just bounce. He's had issues. He's had issues with his cousin, Roman. You know, now he had issues with his brother, super kicking him in the face and giving him a bullshit excuse on Friday. Mm-hmm. Before that, he had issues with Sami Zayn. Right now, his other brother keeps trying to, like stick a thumb down his throat, you know, like mm-hmm. with someone spike or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a bad air. It's a bad, like, environment for him. It's not a good relationship. But you know what? More power to him. Not everyone has the wherewithal to be like, you know what? This is unhealthy. This is toxic. Let me leave. So he said, I'm out the bloodline. I'm out of SmackDown and I'm out of WWE. Deuces, deuces. And he was out.
Okay.
So, you know, Jay's a winner because he knew when to walk away.
And that's something that's all you need to do is to walk away, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He's walking tall.
What do you got, Charlie?
Oh my God. I'm gonna go the other way and say he's a loser because you're quitting on there's unfinished business here and you just leave. No, you gotta stand up for yourself. You get in there and you I don't got any winners. I was just trying to cut a promo. I couldn't do it.
You're saying that he should gut it out. Gut it out, you know, saying yep. Just don't leave. Are you gonna leave mm-hmm. here? You know. I feel you. Okay.
I got no other winners because it's been a lot that much really happened that much. Like I'll just go on a limb. Another true winner to me is Buddy Murphy.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because he went. Didn't they go on social media showing that he got engaged to Rhea Ripley?
Yes.
So that's a winner in my book. And then the other thing I gotta say is. Man, fuck you, dude.
Buddy Murphy?
Yeah, like, holy shit. He just jumped from Alexa Bliss to Rhea Ripley.
Dude.
I mean, if what happens after this? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, something bad happens to Rhea Ripley. Oh, here, Maxine Dupree. Oh, Io Sky. Yeah, that's my girl. Dude, take Io Sky.
No, that's how I feel about Otis. Like, him and, you know what I'm saying? Otis has worked with Mandy Rose.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Now he's with Maxine Dupri. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Got types from what we've seen so far.
Yep. No Piper Niven in their future.
I mean, nothing wrong with a little pipe in your step, you know?
They're their type.
Their type. I see. I don't mind dude dropping. but speaking of dude dropping, so this is my last loop. My last. Winner and I'll do two losers. Okay, so my last winner is the segment with Adam Cole and MJF.
Okay,
and if you want to include Roderick Strong, that whole promo about being friends and whose friendship means more was fucking hilarious to me. You know, okay. MJF calling Roderick Strong a basic generic white guy. And saying that all you do is when you get angry is that you drive really, really fast, go in your house, stomp your feet going up the stairs, slam the door real hard, put on your headphones and listen argument. To Taylor Swift and cry into your Hello Kitty blanket. That was fucking hilarious. And Roderick Strong, credit to him, like he could have just like blown it off. But then he like made his voice higher. He's like, don't you talk about me like that. Like he like played into it. I thought that was great. That was great.
You know what? Like, I
didn't go like seen crying to like on his arms.
To the kingdom.
Wait, is he still wearing his?
Yeah, he's still wearing the neck brace.
That's even funny. Oh man!
And then after the promo, like Adam Cole gives him this hard shove, and he's like, "Dude, what the hell? He's my friend, and you're my friend too." Like.
That'd be like us being mad at Charlie for hanging out with Kyle all the time. You know, like you know, we know you're besties, but you know, like we're your friends too. As grown men, you have to allow your friends to make friends.
Damn.
Right, Charlie?
Props. Just get the fuck out of here, man.
Damn. My, so, it's okay. Okay. Matt doesn't handle it well either.
Damn.
I just gotta say aside, but like, but that recap of the argument that I didn't see that segment, right?
Okay. So
that has to be the like the widest argument I've ever heard in my life.
If there's the epitome of a
white argument, that has to be it. You ain't not one minority is gonna be like you ran home listen to Taylor Swift and fucking like. But anyway, I just had to make that point because it was
that I thought that was like so good, and it's so funny because like WWE is doing like very serious stuff, right, with the Bloodline and all their promos, and like that segment with AEW is like they're bringing like something silly, right? They're not taking it seriously, and that's I feel with MGF's segments, like ever since Adam Cole has brought into the whole like segment with him in this feud, I feel like that's what's been missing. In AEW, something different, something unique, you know, like, we used to see that stuff all the time on the indie scenes. So I don't know if it's Adam Cole bringing that in, but I like what I'm seeing, you know.
Okay. I get what you're putting now. I'm going to swallow. I'm on the wrong show. I'm going to say another winners. I mean, they're collective winners. Are people coming back from injuries? You see, Kofi Kingston made his return. Dakota Kai made her return. So shout out to both of them coming back from injuries, joining up with their friends. You know, it's all about friendship in this episode. No, so those are my winners.
Okay. What about you, Benji? You got any more, or you're good?
I think I'm topped out on winners.
Okay. So my two losers, though, I gotta say is. My two losers is what was gonna be my two losers? I forgot. Oh, WWE and the release of the pre-sale WrestleMania tickets. Okay. They just came out today, right? But let me ask y'all a question. Like, people just went to SummerSlam, right? And I'm pretty sure people financially are still trying to recover from SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. And we got the pre-sale tickets for WrestleMania too. That just happened. I feel like you have to spread that shit out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So people can actually pay for it.
On top of that, like Survivor Series tickets, the pre-sale went off like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Exactly. And fuck
those scalpers because I couldn't get shit. I still don't got Survivor Series tickets.
I haven't got any tickets either, but I'm kind of waiting a little bit.
I might wait till the day of. Scalpers are afraid to lose all their money and then sell it for pennies on the dollar. Gonna be standing outside the Allstate Arena out there, like waiting to like go on StubHub and get my electronic tickets.
I thought you're gonna walk around with a trench coat, like, "Hey, you got any tickets, man? You got any tickets? Hey, how about you? You got any tickets, man?"
Yeah,
maybe by the Target. No, but seriously, like they have to plan on when to release these tickets, right? Because, like you said, Survivor Series tickets.
Wasn't it just like 40 tickets that they were selling?
No, I thought it was the whole venue. I thought
the whole venue already.
Yeah, for WrestleMania, because like they have all the tiers up, like you know, first ground level, mid level, top level. They have all the tiers. Same thing with Survivor Series. Like,
and where's WrestleMania going to be again?
Philly.
Shout out to Philly.
Shout out.
There's a good race. In the background is where I spent most of my days.
Okay. Now, I don't know, like, I want to go to WrestleMania, but I don't know. We have to get these Survivor's tickets first. But, like, yeah, that's like a loser for me. It's like, you got to spread these out. Like, I don't know why they're releasing all these events, like, so close.
I got three final winners. And then
okay, go ahead.
Wrap things up. Unless you guys got more.
No, I'm
you
good.
You guys
I'm
got
good.
More?
I'm pretty much
I got okay. one loser. We got three winners. It's Benji, Justin, and I because we had Charlie join us today.
Oh, friendship.
I'm gonna take my shirt off for you guys.
We're talking about Maximum L models. You can.
No, that means a lot. Thank you, dude. All right, I'm a winner because this has been a blast so far. So
there you go. We're all winners.
We're all winners.
Finger snaps around. There you go. Everybody, give yourself a finger snap. There you go.
All right. Do you have any more winners and losers, guys, or that's it?
I'm a winner because I got a cat now. So
okay,
hey.
Okay.
I'm okay. Cat man now. We have cat.
Ooh,
dissension.
Domestic violence.
Get chill. Okay, but okay. So in news and rumors, is there anything you guys have for news and rumors?
I believe you texted me to apologize for what you said last week.
And that was
blown out of proportion on social media. You said something about me last week off camera and people heard, so it kind of blew up and you kind of texted me and apologized.
For whatever I did say, apologies. Whatever I did say. I don't really have it. I mean, there was something about the...
You left me hanging, man.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Like, was it on the peg or...
Sorry?
Okay, so like...
About, like, all his toys are left hanging on the shelf.
Right. So I was going to bring that up. So did you hear, like, that, you know, the thing on the news where, like, Hey Man was supposed to be at Collision and because, like, you know, Punk was there, they escort him to leave? For me, like... I don't know if that's really true or not. Some people will say that's probably true because of all the reports and shit. But to me, like, if the two guys can be in the building with each other and they know not to, you know, fuck with each other or like try to like say shit, like just let them be. Like, I feel like when somebody is telling you, oh, you can't be here, can't be here, you're just kind of adding to something that's not really there.
Yeah. You know? Stirring the pot.
Basically.
Everybody's a bunch of chismosos and chismosas.
Dude, AEW has like, it's like a lunch table of like gossip.
It's the problematic cafeteria table.
It's like, I didn't mean to interrupt, but like, okay, I'm hearing a little bit about this Lufisto dealio. Do you guys know anything about this? Where it's like, okay, so apparently. So went onto Twitter, start talking about the culture. Unless I'm a week behind on this, like talking about the backstage culture and about women's wrestling.
Go on, I haven't talked about it.
Okay, no, go ahead. You can talk about it.
Oh, about to say you can cut this part out because you know right now our periodic table's not working so well, so I can't do this. so like the news room.
At least you can pronounce the periodic table. Right. I struggled there.
I had a whole like a whole podcast to do it. So pretty much, what's going on now? Like, is there any ramifications from this, or is it like, is this just Lufisto's canceled or some shit, or like,
I think she just got blackballed from AEW essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like it didn't really escalate. I mean, it escalated, but it didn't do anything for like AEW wise. Like, I think a lot of people had kind of like said stuff, but people kind of were backing her up though, because it's like just on past experiences being in AEW. I know that Britt Baker and I think MGF like posted tweets about saying that like AEW is a good environment and all this, and you know, people were using you know, their X-File minds to like look deep into it because MGF doesn't tweet stuff out like that, so maybe it was like a publicist type of thing where like, oh, just say that you know, it's a good environment, like just to keep, you know, good moral.
Tony,
right.
I'll give you a hit of my Coca-Cola if you send out this tweet,
right,
or this my Coke Zero, or whatever the fuck it's called now,
my Coke Zero. Yeah, no, but yes, that's how I felt about it too, and a lot of people did too. Yeah, but that's as far as
we didn't talk about it last time we recorded because it hadn't came out yet. But supposedly there is rumblings that like Kairi Sane is probably 90% confirmed coming back to WWE.
Right.
So there's that. So that's gonna be cool. I don't think we ever got Io versus Kairi, and that's gonna be a fantastic match if we ever get to see it.
I need to see a promo off between Io Sky, Kairi, and Asuka in the middle of the ring. Song? Like, oh my god, and the volume down low because it's be amazing.
who do you think would translate this for them
if Shinsuke?
Not maybe. Great Khali like we talked about.
No, he's too busy.
Okay.
Too busy. Okay, telling people to like pay for the newspaper before they read it.
I'm refilling the slappy.
Hell no. No, but yes. If whatever Kyrie's saying comes back, now do you think she comes back straight to the main roster, or do you think she goes back?
Oh, she has to. She has to. I think she goes back to SmackDown because like you have Asuka there, her former tag team partner in the Kabuki Warriors, mm-hmm. and you have her former partner in the Black Lotus Triad or whatever they were called.
Nice, thank you.
Lucha Underground, and obviously they're friends. They were part of the Sky Pirates together as well as the tag team. So there's a lot of connection there, you know. Maybe she's the one that's like, "Hey, you need to like cut loose some dead weight and get Bailey off of your like friends list," you know.
Okay.
Maybe she sides with Asuka to help even the odds a little bit.
Okay. You know. I did have one last winner, Hikaru Shida being the AEW Women's Champion. Shout out to her. PWG, I don't know if anybody saw it, but like Maki Ito had a crazy ass spot where she jumped from the balcony.
No.
And then I know John Moxley showed up at PWG as well, so
I didn't know they had women's matches.
At PWG? I thought they did. Like just a one time women's match.
Was it Ito versus Moxley?
That would be crazy.
I mean, I'd watch it. I'd be down for it.
They both be like racing to see who blades first.
Hell no. But I think it's time.
And now, sweaty session.
Okay, sweaty session produced by Benji. Do you want to tell the folks?
Produced by me.
Tell the folks. You're the lyricist behind this one.
Okay, so from what I'm being told by production, today's sweaty session. Shout out to Tom in the back. Today's sweaty session will be wrestlers in certain scenarios, if you will, certain situations, ones that you wouldn't think that you would. Normally see them.
Right.
It's kind of like our slice of life episode.
Gotcha. Like something relatable, right? So like for me, I'll go first. Like, okay, right? When you go on the plane, right? You get ready for the plane, all this stuff, right? You have to go through CTA, right?
Customs.
Right? So can you imagine if it's Undertaker that has to do this, right? And it's Undertaker, you have to think about the gimmick, and he takes his hat so slow, takes his coat off so fucking slow, right? There's this fucking line behind him, and everyone's like, "Yo, what the hell? Can you hurry up? You know, my plane is about to board," and he's like, "No, you can't," you know. And he has to go through customs and all this shit, right? Paul Bearer has to go, right? But he can't. You can't put the urn in the what's it called,
the
Charlie?
Suitcase? The metal detector.
The one that takes the bags and put it through the where they have to look inside to see if it's all there.
Metal detector.
The conveyor belt. Like
conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt, because, you know, because it's there. And so you can't take it through the thing because it's a metal detector, right? So it's going to start, you know, alarming. So I thought that Undertaker being in that scenario would just cause a lot of shit going on because he's so slow. And then him getting on the plane, it's like, you know, it's like, it feels like it would be Final Destination just because, you know, like imagine somebody like him showing up on the plane. It's like, oh my God, I think I might die today.
Okay. All right. I got one that I can like piggyback off of yours.
Okay.
The same line of like name an airline.
Delta, airline. United.
Spirit Airlines, baby.
Spirit. JetBlue.
Okay. Okay. Let's say Roman Reigns is flying with Delta Airline, right? He's trying to catch his plane, and then they're like, "Oh, X plane, like X airport is getting ready to board, whatever." Roman Reigns slowly takes off his headphones, slowly takes his time to grab his luggage, rolls it to customs. He takes his time. It's like, get ready to board in 30 minutes. He's still not there. But because it's Roman Reigns, they wait for him. So the plane cannot take off until Roman Reigns. So like an hour later, he finally gets there. So like just like he saunders his way to the ring, he's gonna saunder his way to the plane.
Right.
And then
right,
once he gets in there and walks in through the plane, he's like, Delta Airline, acknowledge me. And everybody acknowledges him, gets on his seat, puts his headphones back on, and starts watching the movie.
Nice.
Yeah, it's called he starts watching his Korean drama called As the Bloodline Turns.
And then the steward comes like, do you want something to drink? Just waves it off.
Yeah.
And then do you want something to eat? And Paul Heyman's like, he said no, ma'am. Continue moving down the aisle.
Exactly. So I feel like Undertaker and Roman Reigns would be menaces at the airline if they were in gimmick.
Dude. Like, cause you know how you have to put the stuff in boxes? You have to put it in trays? Yes. Like, dude, it'd be like two trays have to cover Undertaker's, like, because the length is so long. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough for one tray.
Imagine if Undertaker worked in a fast food restaurant and they order a double quarter pounder with cheese and they customize it. It was like no onions, extra mustard,
yeah,
like add pickles, like less lettuce. And this man is just like
right, so slow.
Slowly taking his time with the patties. Like, it'd be a whole process. You'd be there for half an hour waiting for your double quarter pounder.
For cheese. Sure, for sure. What do you guys got?
You want to go with Charlie? Or?
Oh yeah. I got a good one. Imagine, all right. Imagine, Great Khali and his 7-Eleven.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I was waiting to hear the story.
Why don't you rewind this podcast? You'll know. Actually, I just had to get that joke off. But no. How about this? I got one. How about LA Knight as a librarian?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you know, you go in there and like, you know, it's like everyone's studying. So you go up to a librarian, like, hey, I'm looking for a book. I'd like to check out a book. Let me talk to you. Everyone's got a motherfucking heart, gets into a motherfucking heart attack. And then sure enough, everyone's like, hey, please just keep it down. All right. So anyway, what's the most popular book in here? And he just goes like, everybody say it with me. Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. Yeah. you know what?
That's Deathly Hallows, Volume 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. What's your favorite? Like... Half-Blood Prince. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, Ellie, now you have to be quiet. Yeah. But you know what? That's good because that's a skit. That's the loud librarian from All That.
Oh, from All
That. LA Knight would be the loud librarian from All That.
Oh, flower in the attic, yeah.
And that's why I catch you.
Schindler's List, yeah.
What? American History X, yeah.
I forgot to check out my book inside. Check out my book. I'm like, dummy.
Yeah. Yes.
Old that's Testament, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's Mansoir. Can you help him find a book?
Mansoir, hell no. He's like,
hey, Marseille, do you have a recommendation? Like,
oh my god.
All right.
That's good.
Okay. I like it.
What do you got, Benji?
Benji, this is your concoction. Okay. What have you concocted?
So, I've been watching old wrestling, right? Like SmackDown era 2005, nice, 2006, 2007,
nice,
right?
Nice.
And I thought, I haven't seen this wrestler in a minute. So I was looking up online, Google, you know, where is Heidenreich 2023, right? And apparently he stopped wrestling. He moved out to the backlands of Alaska.
Okay.
And he did some kind of podcast over there. Alaska, Can You Hear Me? Pod, right? And he was talking about what he'd been doing over there, right? So he's been living off the land, right? Trying to not be seen by people, whatever, you know? But you're a man, you know? You're just flesh and blood, right? You get needs. So he leaves his little cabin out in the woods, right? He goes into the town. He sees the bartender. And, you know, he starts talking to the bartender. And he says, hey, bartender, you know? I'm a man, you know, flesh and blood. I like my poetry, but I also like me some women. Where can we get some women around here, you know? And the bartender's like, well, there ain't no none of that over here. The only thing we got over here is Michael Cole, the WWE commentator. Now, Heinrich, been there, done that, right? Doesn't want to go back through that. So he's like, nah, I'll just rough it out, right? So he goes back to his cabin. But now it's been 3 months, a year. And, you know, a man is flesh and blood, you know?
Right.
They need
the connection.
Your mind. You can only write so much poetry, right? So he finally gives in. After about a year, apparently, he goes back to the bar, you know, and he talks to the bartender. And he's like, listen, I know you told me about Michael Cole, the WWE commentator. But I've been there, done that. You know, it's meme everywhere, right? If I'm going to do this, nobody can know about this, right? It has to be a complete secret. Can't nobody know about it. And the bartender's like, well, sure. But, you know, 4 people are going to know about it. How you figure 4 people? Well, I'm going to know about it. Heinrich, you're going to know about it. Michael Cole, the WWE commentator, is going to know about it. And the guy that has to hold him down.
Whoa. What?
Hold up. Yo. Yo.
Hey, yo, fuck you, dude.
Yo, I don't think we can top that. That was unless anybody wants to try, but that was hilarious.
Oh,
I dropped my shit.
That's how you make Heinrich relevant in 2020. There's no other way.
Just have him move to Alaska.
I haven't heard that fucking name in so long.
Bro, the patience for that setup. I was not able to do that.
Oh, dude, same. I'm like, oh shit.
I would have been dying. Going? I would have butchered it. I would have fucked up the punchline.
I'm coming for that Michael Hole.
So sorry. I would have not known what to do, just like I didn't know what to do in the scenario I was actually in. It did involve the wrestler over the weekend. Oh, so we went over to Woodfield Mall. Melissa and I, we went to go try to get like some dress shopping because we had a quinceañera to go to on Saturday. So I needed to look for pants, you know, dress shoes, you know, she was looking for dresses. As we were kind of getting ready to wind down today and just like call it a wraps, you know, she had to use the bathroom. So we go to the bathroom. I'm waiting for her. She gets a Powerade, trying to figure out what we're going to go and get to eat. As we're leaving the little hallway from the bathroom to go back into like the main lobby of like the mall, I see a very tall, muscular, like man with earbuds in. And it's none other than Oweyo, Oweyo, David Otunga himself.
Oh,
I walked right past. Yeah, I saw this man. I grazed up. I looked at him. I'm like, this cannot be David Otunga. And I had to like my brain froze. Mm-hmm. And like I was like walking in like slow motion. Everything was in slow motion. Kind of like those movies where like the nerdy dudes like sees like the pretty girl and then everything's in slow motion. And you're just like,
kind of like so one of those matches. Like,
yeah. So I was going to be like, hey, David Otunga, like, can I get a picture? I was trying to get a picture, you know, like, David Otunga, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out Jennifer.
Shout out to David Otunga, man.
But he had his earbuds in. He didn't look. He was on the phone, and he was heading to the bathroom because he was going the opposite way. We just came from the bathroom. There's nothing else in that area except for the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Matt. He said that I should have walked back in there and used the urinal right next to his. But I was gonna do that
as one should,
as one should, but yeah. So I walked right past them, and then so I was just, we were just kind of like chilling, figure out what we're gonna do next. Mm-hmm. And like a few minutes later, he comes back out of the bathroom. At this point, we're like by like the main lobby of the mall, at like towards like the entrance of the bathroom hallway.
Okay.
And he comes back, and I look back up, and I tell Melissa, and I'm like, yeah, that's David Otunga. And I put in the group chat. I was kind of geeked about it. So my whole thing is, like, what if a wrestler was ever put in a scenario like that? What would a wrestler do? Like, would they also be just like that? So what if it was Kane trying to go to the bathroom or whatever, coming back from the bathroom, and he sees Halle Berry walking down? Obviously, he's a fan of Halle Berry. Mm. Would he, like, force her to marry him like he did with Lita? Like, would he be kind of choked up? Would he, like, have the respect to, like, be like, oh, you know, Halle Berry has your buds on. Let me not bother Halle Berry. Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, Even though deep down inside, all he wants to do is to get a picture with him. So, like, that was kind of my whole thing. It's like, I went through that scenario. Okay. Like, what if a wrestler
was... Like, a wrestler sees a celebrity, what would they... Well, okay.
Look, yeah, there's a real-life example of that when Undertaker tried to meet LeBron.
Yes! Oh, my God! That's right!
Oh, and he was waiting outside that locker room.
Bro, you know, I saw the picture of him with Kevin Love, and I thought it was like a wax figure or something. I thought it was a mannequin, but no, it was Mark Calloway in the flesh. The fuck, because he was in full robe getup.
Dude, he looked gimmick. Undertaker looked like he was about to, you know, have another match with Shawn Michaels. That's how ready he looked. Bruh. Like,
dude,
like he was already like leaned up. But you know, that's why for a long time I did not like LeBron, because apparently he didn't want to come out because his WWE's PR team didn't talk to his PR team.
Because this is how it was. So it was during the finals, obviously.
It was like the ring ceremony. The ring ceremony, I think.
No, I don't think it was the ring ceremony. I think I can't recall what it was, right? But like LeBron wore an Undertaker retro t-shirt.
Right, for the finals.
Either to practice or to like a media, like something, whatever. But he was wearing the Undertaker shirt. And it got like, you know, it got attention. Like, oh, LeBron likes the Undertaker. You know, LeBron likes wrestling, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. WWE did what they like to do. And they're like, oh, we're going to capitalize this. And we're going to like post some stuff. We're going to try to get a photo op opportunity between Undertaker and LeBron James. You know, he likes Undertaker. He's going to want to meet Undertaker. We'll do a photo op, you know, Mark, you know Undertaker. Anything that Vince tells him to do, he'll fucking do it.
Right, right.
You know? So he was in there full get up. Got other guys like Kevin Love taking pictures with him.
Kevin Love and
I can't remember who else. Maybe Jared Smith.
Chloe's baby Fair daddy.
Enough. Tristan, yeah. Unfortunately. That's who the new Denzel Valentine is. Tristan Thompson. Thank God he's on the team. But yeah, so like LeBron just was like, nah, like, I'm not going to go out there. They're just trying to use me. They're trying to use my, like my clout to, like, try to, like promote me. They're trying to, like, exploit me, essentially. And LeBron's just like, nah, I ain't going to do that shit. Y'all didn't talk to me. I knew this was going to happen. I'm not going to sit here and do your little, like, press run. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care who the fuck you are. I'm LeBron James. You're not going to, like, put me in a scenario where I feel like I have to do something or I look bad. Fucking Undertaker looked like a jackass.
He was waiting the whole time, bro. Like,
yeah, and then
he had the eyeliner on too.
Yeah, he had the eyeliner. That's what I'm saying. Oh, no. He was suited up like it was a WrestleMania. Dude, even the druids were waiting in the back. The druids were waiting in the back too.
Then
they have the brown cloaks or the white cloaks though.
Oh my god. What made it worse was that Undertaker was later shown on camera, like, watching the game, and he was in, like, just regular jeans and, like, a t-shirt and stuff.
Damn.
So, like, it's
embarrassing.
At that point, it's kind of like when you fall and embarrass yourself in public. At that point, just own it.
Yeah,
you know? At that point, just watch the full game in full gimmick. At that point, like, make a thing out of it. Watch the whole game.
Well, they had, like, didn't they have, what's her name? Warrior's wife?
Yeah, they
she
had
She was Warrior. There, too.
Yeah, Dana Warrior was there,
they too. They had Dana Warrior, because it was, like, a whole thing. Dana Warrior was there, too, and she was going to present the WWE Championship to, well, LeBron, but then they ended up giving it to Kevin Love. But they were all there waiting, just waiting and waiting and waiting. Like,
good. I'm glad. Fuck Dana Warrior. Fuck Mark. Love Undertaker. Fuck Mark.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, you're right. It really did happen. Shit. Damn. Oh yeah. I don't have any more scenarios. I thought that was like the best scenario that Benji had.
That's pretty good. I think Bray Wyatt would be a bad car salesman.
Okay, go ahead.
You want this Honda, man?
Well, for one thing, with like any other place, he can't do the job. But I mean, of course, you know, like just like car dealership, real estate, whatever it is, the man can't sell.
Oh,
this man right here.
And then on top of that, I mean, seriously, you give him 5 minutes with a live mic, and he doesn't say anything.
Oh man, Matt is gonna fucking roast you. He's gonna come at me too because I'm over here talking shit about Undertaker. But man, you're out here attacking Bray Wyatt too.
Oh snap!
Yo. And then after you deal with them, no one comes out any better.
Yo, yeah, this man,
Matt Ritter, motherfucker, Matt Ritter.
For those of you can't see, Charlie's over here abusing Snorlax doll. B-triggers his Snorlax. That hurts too, because, you know, Matt's a Pokemon fanatic.
Oh, for real? I just happen to have this in front of next to me. It's like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought it was intentional.
No, negative. I had no plans on making fun of Matt Ritter at all whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So just yesterday, I was asking you, hey, man, what's the sweaty session? Because last minute, you over here like, does Tuesday work for you guys? And I'm like, yeah. All right, what time are you free Tuesday? I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, so what's the sweaty session? I was like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Like, this rain kind of got me like in like, what's the word you use? Like, got you stumped, clogged up? Like
stumped. Like, I was like, stumped into ideas. Yeah.
Right. And you know, and that was because of the rain. And rainy days tend to have that effect on people, you know, because you have your plans. You know, you want to go out to the park. You know, you want to go ahead and like get some groceries done. Maybe you want to go hang out with some friends. But then it's raining, especially when you're young, like a kid. You're younger. You know, you can't really go out and do stuff.
Right,
you
right.
Know? So, what would wrestlers do if they were like supposed to go to like a wrestling show and there's like a rainy day, you know, and then the show gets canceled? And then now they're stuck in their hotel or they're stuck at home, you know, like what do wrestlers do? And then I kind of went down the pipeline and try to figure out what each wrestler would sit there and do. Well, for instance, Xavier would be solid because he always carries his like portable like monitor with his gaming thing. Right. So him and Kofi would just sit in there, be recording content for up, up, down, down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they would do. You know, like if the Judgment Day, they got like kind of rained out, what would they be doing? Like Damian Priest and Finn Balor would be bickering back and forth at each other because right now they don't see eye to eye, so they just be fighting like two parents that are about to get divorced, you know.
Right.
And poor Dominic Mysterio, it's like that child is like, don't fight, stop, please don't yell at dad, mom, stop throwing things. Like that's how it's gonna be. And the only real man there, the only real person with like a backbone in that whole thing, it's going to be Rhea basically like treating them like children at that point. It's like, Finn, you sit in that corner. Dame, you sit in the kitchen. It's okay, dog. It's okay. They weren't fighting about you. It's okay. They weren't fighting about you. They're not mad at you. They're just mad at each other. It's okay.
Right, right.
So like that'd be the scenario, you know, Rhea over there trying to piece things together and like Dom, like crying, thinking they're fighting because of him, sad because his family is about to be broken up. He's going to be, he's gonna have step like friends or something like that. Step
right. Members. Or Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch could be trying on different outfits, or they could be trying each other's outfits.
They'd be doing exactly. They'd be out there, like making their entrance with their new stuff like that.
Right. Should I wear this on Monday? Should I wear this for the pay per view? Should I save this?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this matches my eyes? You know, like
do these
glasses complement my skin tone? You know, stuff like that.
Right.
The bloodline will watch as the world turns.
exactly.
General Hospital.
Or like the wrong food goes to the bloodline. It's supposed to go like Roman and Solo and Heyman, they order a food, but then Jay's food goes up to them, and it becomes this whole thing. Like, what is he trying to do? He's trying to set us up. And he's like, no, I'm not trying to set you up. And then Roman's food goes to Jay, and you just see Jay just rubbing his temples. Like, I don't understand. I don't want nothing to do with this, you know?
Ricochet, what are you doing here?
The fuck did Ricochet come from? You know, if this was the Alpha Academy, you know, Chad Gable wouldn't be wasting any time. He'd be out there like having like drills and techniques and workouts for Maxine and Otis, you know, and then he'd be watching the closet, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, that's the type of stuff. So, like, I was wondering, like I don't know, like, where's some other wrestlers? What they could be doing, like, in a rainy day?
Well, last time the show was canceled like that, Damian Priest was tag teaming with Matt Riddle.
Oh my god. I don't know where you. I don't know if you meant that as an innuendo or something.
No, they went to France. The Eiffel Tower.
Uh huh. Okay.
Chase U is trying to fix their relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because throwing in the towel and all that.
That's true.
That situation there.
If it was the LWO, like, Selena would out there be like. Like doing TikToks or like recording her Twitch streams. Right. While Santos, like, if there's anything that a lot of Mexicans like to do, especially older ones, you know what Rey Mysterio and the rest of the LWO would be doing, Santos and everyone? They go ahead and Uber Eats or DoorDash or whatever some Modelos or some Coronas. And they'd also, I don't know how they would do it, maybe GoPuff, but they'd get some Domino's. So they'd be sitting there playing dominoes.
Ah, yes.
Ordering some tacos. That's what the LWO be doing.
That's what LWO, like, okay.
Out here playing dominoes. No. Everyone out here playing chess, they're out here playing dominoes.
Okay.
Next level.
Okay, then maybe you have Dragon Lee and all them. Dragon Lee, who else is there? Los Otharios
are still texting each other about how they're disappointed in their grandfather's legacy.
No, but they're gonna be playing what is it called? What's the bingo? Loteria?
Loteria. Yeah, they're playing loteria. Yeah, after a round of domino, you know, they're out here playing loteria. You know, there's that.
Yep.
You know, Shotzi would be cutting her hair some more. She'd be shaving more of her hair off.
She looks hot by that. She looks hot by
no. She looks. She does look good. Yeah. I was like, I was just trying to like go through the roster. I'm like, what are they doing? Bobby Lashley, the Street Profits.
They're on like josebanks.com trying to figure out what suits to get next. You know,
listen, man. Angelo Dawkins still needs to step his game up. Like, I don't like what the fuck he was wearing a tuxedo.
He was wearing a tuxedo. It wasn't a suit.
I thought it was a tux because he had like a bow tie. It was like a white like dress shirt and like the vest and like the jacket, the black jacket. It looked like he was just like tuxedo. He looked like the Monopoly man. He looked like the dude on the Pringles can. What was happening here? You know, Bobby Lashley needs some, like, Montez Ford, all the swagger in the world.
Yeah, he's fly.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley, fantastic. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like he's still out of his element. So Montez and Bobby Lashley would be sitting there, like, trying to like hammer down this wardrobe for Angelo Dawkins.
They'd be trying to get his fit right.
They'd be laying out his suit game for the entire week. I'm like, this is what you're wearing Monday. Mm-hmm. This is what you're wearing Tuesday. This is what you're wearing on Friday. Make sure you wear this on Friday. Don't come in here with no bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Over here looking like Alfred the Butler in the Batcave and shit.
Right. They're out there looking like Jagged Edge.
Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah.
LA Knight would just be in the LA Knight would just be in the hotel bathroom, like, cutting promos on themselves. Like, let me talk to you. Like, whose game is it? Whose bathroom is it? Whose mirror is it?
Yeah.
LA Knight. Yeah.
Who shit is this?
Whose wet rag is this? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
No, but okay, so I did text you guys saying that I think we should end every episode after the Sway session with a message for the week for the viewers.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
So for me, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, like I said to y'all, no body shaming, even if you're a backup dancer. yeah. Stay positive. Okay. And when in doubt, a folding chair can be a weapon.
Exactly. Anybody else got a message to leave off on?
Always go after who's on top. I'm sorry, because, like, you know, same thing. Shinsuke, he's not doing shit. What do you do? You go after Seth, you're in the main event picture. You're not doing it.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So
there you go. Always,
like, I couldn't think of anything funny, so I went serious.
Gotcha. Toodles.
Okay.
I'll just say, always use protection, whether it's your internet or otherwise. Don't let your past come back to haunt you.
There you go. Okay, I got one. Here's a message to go off to everyone. You read, you buy. Don't go in there reading on newspapers and you can't buy it. Buy the newspapers.
Yes.
If you go, like, as a gas station employee, you go in to buy your ramen noodle, your top ramen, whatever. You pay for the ramen noodle first. They'll make a ramen noodle and then come up to the counter after it's like spilling the hot water everywhere. You got the noodles and like the frozen fruit. Right. I mean, frozen veggies like falling everywhere. No, pay, then you consume. Newspaper and ramen. You read, you buy.
Nice. Good. Before you play the outro, Vince, I do want to send a shout out and a RIP to Chicago's finest. DJ Casper of the Casper Slide. He passed away earlier this week. We forgot
part two.
Yeah. So shout out to him.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Anyways, before I get a little bit like doom and gloom, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SCS Vince. Linktree in my bio will take you to every single podcast I'm a member of, whether that's Getcho Podcast, Croatia Conversation, Croatia World, Smackin' Raw, making my return. I think I took a 3-week hiatus having the mask, but I'll be back. You know, me and Matt will be tag team the Spits and Swallows this week. So nice. That'll be a thing. Watch us live every Friday or Saturday night, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, midnight Eastern. But also stay tuned because episode 50 Straight Talk Podcast is coming out. I've decided to make it kind of like a roundtable thing because the last episode I'm going to do for Straight Talk. So I'm doing a Pokemon like fantasy booking thing with Will Gray and Matt Ritter. I'm going to try to do like an NBA jersey jam session. I'm gonna get some collective people involved in that as well, and then talk some wrestling. So there's that in store. So hit my link tree, follow me on social media, all that lovely stuff.
Nice. Charlie?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not gonna plug myself because I'm barely on Twitter anymore. So I want to plug Benji because that fucking Eiffel Tower line is still making me laugh. I can't stop laughing about that fucking line. I just want to shut up, Benji, because what the fuck, dude? No, and I want to shout out Getcho Podcast 100% because in the end, it's like we're here, and then like it's definitely bigger than me. I would like my Twitter is at sexyasianhandsomebigdick.com. So check me out there. And then, yeah, that's all. You guys have a good day, man.
Yeah, and if you can't find them here, you can find them on Apron Bump in Kyle's basement.
Hey.
So there, yeah, if you can't find them here, look at Kyle's basement.
Hell no.
Let me out.
Go ahead, Benji.
For sure. Benji Calavera on all platforms, whatever you want to, just hit me up. And hit me up here and get your podcast.
Yeah.
And thanks, Charlie, for coming through. This was fun. This is funny as fuck.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you for having me, for real.
You can find me at Getcho Podcast on Twitter, Getcho Podcast on Instagram. You can find me there. You can find me with Marks and Mikes live every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. or 8 p.m. But yeah, guys, this was dope. Also want to shout out Will Gray. I did an episode with him on Botch Botch Share Shots. Getting Off also had an episode as well too, so check those out as well. Shout out to everybody, guys, and we out of here. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Diversify your bonds.
Oh, shit. That was too much.